Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. So I've been getting a lot of questions about how do you keep the spark alive? What do you do? What shouldn't you do so that you have a passionate, alive relationship? Keep that love fresh. This is something you can start doing right away in relationships and something you may want to do to reawaken relationships. So there are a whole bunch of reasons that relationships can fall into that rhythm that can start to feel mechanical, boring. You know, the thing where you're living with a roommate or a friend, but there isn't a lot of spark. And it's not just about the sexy factor. It's about so many other things. First of all, the reasons why you can fall into this are things that basically we have as human behavior traits. Automation and routine and ritual can tend to make anything become less and less conscious, meaning it needs less of our presence, less of our attention when we do the exact same thing the same way over and over again. Well, that's fantastic for a habit like brushing your teeth. That is not fantastic for feeling intimate connection. So even if you have a little date night ritual, it can start to become a mechanical, repetitive, going through the motions checklist type of item. What we want to do in order to maintain that intimacy is create a couple of things. Make sure that there's variety and that you're completely present. If you're someone who tends to not be in the present moment because you're thinking about other things, or as Esther often refers to, Esther Perel, my mentor, the idea of abstract loss, meaning a person can be with you but kind of not really be there. So that being distracted, being on your phones while you're together, right? Saying you're going to do something together or spend time together, but actually thinking about something else or not really being with one another. If you really want to practice complete presence with one another, doing one of the various types of activities that involves eye contact can be very good. It can be a little uncomfortable at first too, because you're connecting so deeply. To sit with one another and to just look into one another's eyes and to not break out of it by trying to make light of it or joke around, but just actually sit there for a couple of minutes, up to 4 or 5 minutes if you can do that. I mean, they go even deeper if you get into some tantric types of things, but creating a deep feeling of connection, just looking into one another's eyes is so simple, but it's absolutely powerful. And the other thing is, keep changing it up. Create some variety in your lives. It can be as simple as not having the normal Wednesday night dinner. Or if there's something that the two of you do enjoy doing, but you always do it on a Saturday, is there a way to surprise one another a little bit? Surprise one another by leaving a note. This is the old cliche of bringing home flowers, but it doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day. This is something people can do other times. Shows of appreciation, fun things, going to a theater show that you normally wouldn't go to. Where can you inject a little bit of variety into both of your lives? So, whether you're starting to see someone or whether you've been with someone for a long time, you want to have presence, be completely present, not distracted and not thinking of the future or the past, but just be right here, right now with the person. And you want to make sure that if it is someone you've been with a long time and you already have a routine or expectations, create some variety. Bring what's known as the beginner's mind to things. Don't assume that it's just going to be the same old, same old. Otherwise, it will. Have an amazing, ignited, alive, fantastic day today, connecting with new people in new ways or reconnecting with your partner in new, rediscovered or undiscovered ways. Much love. Hey, if this is benefiting you or you're really enjoying it, please rate and review. Subscribe so you can get it every day and share with other people it would help.